I went to the courthouse and I have a copy of the building permit, and there is no stipulation or anything on it at all.
I have the building permit in front of me.
And I have the one that was filed and provided to the supervisors. So this came from the Planning and Zoning Office and was actually handed to me by the auditor's office, who called down to make sure it was a public document. But this is all they have.
So what I have in here, I can't speak to what the auditor has because we sent this to Beating Construction. But it says, you know, City of Carroll building permit. This form was printed on 9/16 of 2019 at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Under notes, it says permit issued with the following conditions. See attached letter.
This one just says this permit becomes null and void if work or construction authorized is not commenced within 120, or if construction or work is suspended or abandoned for a period of 120 days at any time after work is commenced. I hereby certify that I have read and examined, blah, blah, blah. That's all this one says.
That's the application. That's not the permit itself.
It says approved, 9/16, Perry Johnson.
Well, there is a permit we generate, and that's what gets sent to Beating Construction. It was sent to Beating Construction.
Well, why wouldn't it have been filed at the courthouse, and why would the under the notice be different?
I can't answer that.
Because it says white city, yellow applicant, pink county.
Well, the pink county goes to the county assessor's office for assessment purposes. But when we submit the applicant to, or the application or the permit to the applicant, that's what gets sent to them.
But you have no idea why the filing and what the supervisors actually received is only this one page.
Well, again, it's not the supervisors receiving this building permit application. It is the county assessor's office for assessment purposes.
But if there was a stipulation that involved the supervisors, why didn't they get a copy of it?
Because we always issue the permit to who makes application.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding this, because you've had all of these discussions about the streetscaping and the partnership that you guys wanted to get into with this. But then when part of that discussion becomes a condition in your building permit, why wouldn't it have been brought to their attention? Why wouldn't that discussion have been had with the county?
Because they weren't the ones that made the application.
But they're the ones that are making the concessions that you're putting in as a stipulation. They're the only ones that can approve that. Beating can't approve those changes.
I'm just telling you our process.
Right, but I'm saying this isn't a typical building permit. This isn't me coming in and saying I'm building a deck. You have been working on a streetscape plan with the supervisors, and you put a part of that plan in as a condition of their building permit, and I'm really struggling to understand why they wouldn't have been made aware of it.
Do you have any other questions?
That's it?
I mean, I can repeat it again. We always send the building permit to the applicant, and that's what we did in this case. We didn't change our course. Beating Construction should have relayed to their customer these conditions.
When was Beating Construction sent their copy of the building permit?
They would have been sent it on September 16th.
Would they have received it that day, or would it have been hand-delivered? Would they have been told to come and pick it up? How was it?
I would have to ask what they did. I didn't send the permit out. And I don't think Beating Construction paid for the permit actually till the 20th. So they would have probably received it and then made payment.
Okay. How do I get a copy of what they got?
I believe this is public record. I'll double-check, and then I'll send it to you.